As Milwaukee digs out from the heavy snowfall, the city's residents now face dangerously cold temperatures. The high today is only expected to reach 2 above zero, with wind chills from 15 to 25 below. A wind chill warning takes effect at 6 this evening, and we could see an overnight low of 21 below zero, with a wind chill as low as 45 below. Governor Evers has declared a state of emergency, mobilizing state agencies and even the Wisconsin National Guard, if necessary, to assist in response and recovery efforts. Meanwhile, organizations that serve the homeless population are taking action. WUWM's Mayan Silver talked to Wendy Weckler of Hope House and the Shelter Task Force. Weckler is working with the Continuum of Care, or COC, in preparing for the cold blast and how it could affect the most vulnerable people.
Skin freezes at 32 degrees. There's really never an appropriate temperature to live outdoors. But obviously, when you can get frostbite in minutes, it's more dangerous.
What is the population like in Milwaukee in terms of people that are living out on the streets?
In 2018, there were about 900 total homeless people in Milwaukee, and that's in shelters and on the streets. And it's all kinds of people with all kinds of stories.
What is the process that happens when someone is notified or someone reaches out and says, I don't have a place to go? What is that process like?
Sure. Generally, the best place to access the system overall would be to call 211. That's run through IMPACT, and it's the coordinated entry system for homeless services. 211 will find out where there is space available for warming and will work to dispatch a group like the Street Angels to pick people up and take them to shelter.
What are the steps you're taking to access them and get them to warm areas in this type of weather?
Sure. The Milwaukee COC has been working really hard to make sure everyone is reached. They're working with all the volunteer outreach groups, all the funded outreach groups, the county outreach workers. They are working with some of the volunteer groups to make sure people have transport to shelters and to warming centers. The COC has extra warming centers open. They are open at Repairers of the Breach, at St. Ben's Meal Site, and Adelum for families. And they've all been open as many days as they can.
What's the capacity for these shelters and warming centers?
I know St. Ben's has an 80-person capacity. I am not sure on the others. The shelters all have their own capacities. I also know that if, you know, someone came to the door in the middle of weather like this, no one's going to send them away.
What are people offered when they arrive at these shelters?
So at the warming centers, people are offered a warm place to sleep, a hot meal if it's able to be provided, and hopefully a cot, but at least some blankets to lay down on.
And what can people do that may not be associated with the Hope House or shelters? What can people do to assist in these types of situations?
If they go to the COC's website, they have links to sign up in their Facebook page. They have links to sign up to volunteer. I know St. Ben's in particular has been looking for people to volunteer overnights to just help sit there and make sure everything stays going well. Also, I'm sure they can all use food and blankets and cots and whatever people would like to provide.
What about long-term solutions for homeless individuals in Wisconsin?
Milwaukee's actually been doing a really great job. The county has taken the lead on it with a Housing First program and has really focused on getting the numbers of chronically homeless people down over the last 3 years and has put literally hundreds of people in housing. I think more than 100 people that were living outdoors have gotten into housing since the beginning of November. So it's pretty awesome. We are making a dent in it. But everything takes time, and it's not an easy problem.